Good morning, everyone. It is March 14th, 2016. And I've just realised why I did an audio boom the other day, wondering why I couldn't see the length of people's posts from the, you know, from the home screen.
Pause recording.
Sorry, I just paused that because my son was going off to the dentist. What a way to start the week. I don't know if he's having anything done, but anyway, that's Ronan. The other day, my storage was running out. I had 600 megabytes or something left, and I looked at my managed storage, and Audio Boom was taking up 2.2 gig. So I deleted it. Now, I think that was the day that it updated to the new, I'd updated it to the most recent update. But when I reinstalled it, I don't think it must have reinstalled on a previous version because I looked at, I'm confused now. Anyway, when I looked at my updates, the App Store today, I saw there was an Audio Boom one from the 11th. Whether I just got confused, I don't know. I probably did. Because I thought when I looked at it, it said it had been updated on the 11th, which was before I reinstalled it. So I don't know. But anyway, I installed it and I've updated it. Excuse me. And then now I can see how long people's posts are. To cut a long story short. Anyway, I've got stuff to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about that today because I'm not really sure what's happening. It's to do with my dialysis and everything. But I'm just quite proud of myself that I wanted to get some new books from Audible because I had 3 credits. I'll get some more in about a week. I wanted to buy 2 books. Now, I recently bought and read. I finished reading because I didn't sleep at all last night. So the last 4 hours I listened to in the night from it was Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. I've been listening to the dramatisation of it on Radio 4 for their 15-minute drama the past couple of... Well, I didn't listen to it 15-minute drama. I listened to it all in one go. But it was the 15-minute drama for the past couple of weeks. And I think they said it was her bicentenary. I think it's the bicentenary of her birth. And I've read all her books in the past. When I was a teenager, right, when I was about 12 or 13. I know I read Jane Eyre when I was 12. And I did enjoy it. It was a good book back then. But I really enjoyed it much more this time. I loved all the descriptions, the way she describes nature. The sky and the flowers and all the trees. It's absolutely fantastic. I've always preferred Wuthering Heights, which was written by one of her sisters, Emily Bronte, because I've read that lots of times, because it's a very atmospheric book and it's very thought-provoking and it's a very complicated relationship that... relationships, I should say, in the book, with very complicated, quite obnoxious, actually, characters. But it's a brilliant book and it is very atmospheric and it will always be one of my favourite books. Jane Eyre's more of a simple love story. It's more straightforward, but I think she was quite a forward-thinking woman of her time, really, when you read the story. And it was it's brilliantly written. Oh, excuse me. Oh, dear, I don't usually yawn on my booze, but I haven't had any sleep. I think she was quite forward-thinking, quite a modern thinker for her time. She outlived all her brothers and sisters. She died, I can't remember how old she was when she died, but she wasn't very old, but they all died a lot younger. And her father outlived all of his children, which was really sad. He was a parson in Haworth in Yorkshire. But anyway, I think she was a forward thinker and her book... I really did enjoy it. It was great. Now, I'm going to yawn again. I'm really sorry. Oh, sorry. What I'm proud of myself for is I asked Ronan for my computer. I've got an old computer that's 3 years old. Well, it's 3.5 years old. I think it needs a new fan. It goes off. You can't keep it switched on unless you stand it on top of our room fan and then it'll keep going, but it overheats and it turns off, basically. So I bought another one, which I don't like much, about 18 months ago, And Ronan's commandeered it because he broke his own. He had, in a fit of temper a couple of years ago, he threw it and he's broken the screen. There's nothing wrong with the actual software or anything. I don't really want to have to get it repaired. So he's been using mine because he's at college and I can't really say no when it's for college work. So I have to give him like 14 days notice. Well, that's a slight exaggeration, but not much of one. Sometimes he refuses to let me have it, which is ridiculous because it's mine. Now, I don't use it for much. I use it for Tesco's because I don't like the Tesco's app on the iPhone. And I'm going to hear one again. I do use it for email. So I can look at email on my phone, but I prefer to do that on the computer. Well, I don't do it very often, though. I look at it on the phone and don't really deal with it unless it's something urgent. And then the other thing I use it for is Audible. When I want to buy a new book, I'll do it on the website from my laptop. Now, he was going out to the dentist and I said, can I use the computer? I mean, it's ridiculous I'm even asking this. Can I use the computer while you're out? He said no, because he wants to use it when he get back. And I couldn't be bothered to argue with him. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to try and do it on Safari. So I did have a bit of trouble signing in, because unlike on when you use the laptop, the first thing is to sign in with your Amazon account. And I thought, and so the first sign-in I saw, I tried to do that, and it was your Audible account. But once I'd got over that and found the Amazon sign-in, because I can't remember my username or anything on for Audible, and I linked it to my Amazon account. Excuse me. I was away. Managed to search for two books. I got another two by Charlotte Bronte. I got Villette, which is actually quite a sad story. And Shirley, now I don't remember Shirley very well. I don't know whether it's one I started to read and gave up on. So I was really proud of myself that I managed to search for them, look through all the results, add them to the basket. I mean, I know that sounds like nothing, but I've never done it using Safari before. And I didn't know, because sometimes the Audible website can be a bit of a pain, using Internet Explorer. So I was quite proud of myself that I actually managed to log in, do two searches, go to my basket, check the details, check it out, and there it was in my library when I opened the Audible app. I wish you could buy things from the app, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But it doesn't really matter now, because I can do it using Safari, and I'm getting quite good at Safari now. I might even try doing Tesco's using Safari. I don't know how that's going to work, but it might be. I don't like the app at all, so, you know, I think it'd be a bit slower than the laptop, because I don't know how you can, I don't think you can like find things using VoiceOver. I'm not sure about that. Someone might be able to tell me, but like words. I've never really used it much. I mean, I go on Google, I go on YouTube on there. That's the extent of my Safari use. And I've started to do Audio Boom on there now. And now I've done Audible, so I'm getting quite proud of myself. Little things and all that.